John Lopez grew up in Lemon, and his gallery, called the Kokomo Inn, is full of huge animals. These animals are welded sculptures Lopez makes from metal objects he finds. He tries to capture an animal's unpredictability and spirit in his larger-than-life pieces.
My twist on it is to try to make it as real as possible. So you have a sculpture of a buffalo that's made out of familiar objects, but at the same time, it looks like it's could come alive and trample you.
The 47-year-old is a full-time artist who wants to make his hometown an art hub. He says 5 years ago, an artist from Nigeria named Otun Popoa found him on Pinterest, and together they've redefined the art scene in Lemon.
He really wanted to come over here to learn how I assemble these scrap metal sculptures. He finally got to where he could make the trip and make it happen. And I said, well, yeah, I guess you could come stay with me. And so I wasn't sure if this was really a real thing, but I went to Bismarck to the bus station and picked him up.
Lopez showed his new friend how he works, and they started building sculptures together. Another Nigerian artist joined them, and now people commission Popoola and his friend to paint murals. Lopez says the three collaborate and bounce ideas off one another, even from a distance.
Anytime the boys come to do this show, we do get people from North Dakota, from Isabel, Mobridge, from Faith. It is interesting, and it surprises me that so many people come, but when you meet the boys and you see their personality and how honest they are, you just see this overwhelming desire to please, and they love to share their stories.
Now the three artists do an annual exhibit in Lemon. This year, they focus on their relationship between man and animals. Dotun Popoola has a master's degree in art. He's a full-time artist and travels between U.S. cities and Nigeria to paint commissioned murals. He says Lopez taught him metalwork techniques he didn't learn in school.
But he was able to teach me that without hiding any secret or any, you know, approach from me. So I feel he's been a blessing to my life, more than I have been to him.
When he works in Nigeria, Popoola uses scrap metal from car lots, then paints highlights and shadows that make his pieces look realistic. The 37-year-old calls the process upcycling, since he's using recycled pieces.
I have a gallery that represents me in Nigeria, and most of the time I take my work to them to sell. But recently I was able to do a solo exhibition of hybrid sculptures. With that, I was able to break into the market, so I'm always busy in the studio with commission works and private works to showcase in galleries.
At this year's show, Popoola has sculptures and paintings on display. He's also sharing a Nigerian folktale about hunting that draws out similarities between indigenous cultures in both countries. He's learned a lot from his relationship with Lopez.
The relationship has grown far, far, far beyond a mentor to an apprentice, but it's now more like a brothers. You know, we are more like brothers.
Popoola brought another Nigerian artist to South Dakota this year to help him paint murals. Jonathan Amafador's paintings are part of the art exhibit in Lemon.
I basically use acrylics on canvas, and then I use my acrylics in a way that we have a whole lot of different colors coming together to form the subject on a canvas. So it's kind of different from the traditional painting technique that you see every time.
Amafador taught art at a Nigerian university. The 30-year-old moved to Atlanta to pursue a master's degree in painting last fall. He says his time in Lemon with John Lopez helped him make the decision.
Since I met John, I've learned a lot of things. I've learned a lot of things about the art. And he is the reason why I had to come to the U.S., to do a master's degree in painting.
Amafador says Lopez is a mentor, and now he plans to pursue a PhD and continue teaching art in the U.S. He is using the art show as an opportunity to practice.
After the opening day, there will be a workshop where myself and my friend will demonstrate how we make this art. Yeah, so there will be demonstration. People can come around and see. Yeah, we'll teach how to make portraits. We'll teach how to paint. In my technique, we'll teach how to paint in watercolor.
Amafador plans to collaborate on another, more mobile project. All three artists will paint a mural on his van to reflect their work.
It's going to be highly symbolic because most of our works, we try to include a lot of African traditional symbols and the Native American symbols. So we are going to be combining all that to deliver our message.
All three artists are passionate about Lemon and want to see the art scene grow. The annual exhibit lets them share not only their artwork, but their stories as well. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Chyna Lockett in Rapid City.